It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. In a new lawsuit, 15 young people in Wisconsin are suing the state's legislature and utility regulators. In the suit, they argue that state laws on environmental issues violate their rights under the Wisconsin Constitution. Those include laws that bar utility regulators from considering pollution from new fossil fuel plants and that place a cap on renewable energy requirements for utilities. The suit was filed on Friday in Dane County Circuit Court, part of the state court system. This follows similar lawsuits that were successful in Montana and Hawaii. Similar lawsuits are also ongoing in Alaska and Florida. The plaintiffs range in age from 8 to 17. Karina Dunn is the lead plaintiff in the lawsuit. Karina, thanks for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And Tony Wilken-Gabart is Executive Director of Midwest Environmental Advocates, a nonprofit law center that's representing the young clients in the lawsuit. Tony, welcome to the show.
Morning, Rob. Thanks for having me.
Tony, please start us off by spelling out the basic legal argument here. According to your suit, how is the state legislature and utility regulators, how are they violating these young people's constitutional rights?
Yeah, thank you. So admittedly, we're talking about two huge topics here, climate change and the state constitution. And to be concise and to be brief, I'll start with the state constitution and to just state the uncontroversial statement that the state constitution limits the power of state government. It limits the power of government to take actions and to implement laws that conflict with basic human rights and freedoms. In fact, in Wisconsin, our state constitution starts with the words that the state may not infringe on our inherent rights, including our rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Climate change is another huge topic, but suffice it to say that pumping greenhouse gases into the atmosphere at this point threatens human survival, but more immediately and more relevant to this lawsuit, climate change is putting at risk the things that generations of Wisconsinites cherish about our state: fishing, farming, winter sports, clean lakes, simply being able to go outside in the summer and breathe fresh air and not smoke-filled air. Our clients, like Karina, are speaking out through this lawsuit about the ways in which their lives are being affected by climate change, the ways in which they're seeing these traditions and ways of life that Wisconsinites have enjoyed for generations slip away from them. We can talk about those stories, but the important point in all of this is that as these ways of life in Wisconsin are being threatened by climate change, the state government is not just a passive observer. The laws that we're challenging in this lawsuit are facilitating and supporting the continued development of fossil fuel electricity generation. And these laws, therefore, are supporting and subsidizing greenhouse gas emissions that will stretch on if these facilities are built and operate as planned for decades. And that's where the state constitution comes back into the picture, because we believe that the Constitution's protections for Wisconsinites' inherent rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness prevent the state from actively contributing to climate change in this way, prevent the state from taking actions that are robbing young people and many other Wisconsinites of these traditions and a stable climate system. And that's where Karina's story and the story of our clients are very, very relevant to everything that we're saying to the court.
Karina, as a 17-year-old Wisconsinite, what led you to join this lawsuit?
So in the past few years, my family underwent an incredibly traumatic and life-changing experience. The home that I grew up in was no longer safe due to a massive boulder being dislodged by climate-driven freeze-thaw cycles, and it tumbled down the bluff directly behind my home and into my backyard. It toppled trees and cleared land in the way and raised many safety concerns. And feeling unsafe in this childhood home I'd planned to live in and enjoy my entire life, hopefully bring my children back here to enjoy it. My family had to make the difficult decision to move cities, counties, and school districts. Unfortunately, moving did not end my afflictions caused by climate change, but it ultimately made me realize all the different parts of my life that are affected by climate change. I mean, I look at the sports I play. I love playing tennis. I coached a few summers ago, but I could no longer continue to coach tennis due to the extreme heat events and extreme weather I was experiencing when I was just outside playing tennis at the courts. I ski race for my high school during the winter, and I've seen my season go from 10 to 12 weeks down to 6 to 8 weeks in the past few years. I can no longer enjoy what I love to do. And also, this unstable climate impacts my ability to enjoy the Mississippi River Valley and carry out my family traditions of swimming, fishing, and boating on the Mississippi River. I can't access our family cabin's dock until late June, early July. And June, I want to be out there enjoying the water, but I can't due to climate change and extreme flooding. And I felt as though these impacts and consequences of climate change on my life were so profound that the correct and necessary thing to do was ultimately to bring this lawsuit to my state's courts and judiciary system.
Tony, one key in a suit like this is demonstrating a standing for the plaintiffs, that they are harmed by these policies. Karina, laying out that harm there, how will you make the case that this particular group of 15 young people has standing and has a right to bring these issues to the court?
Yeah, well, I think Karina did a great job explaining how the state's actions in climate change affect her personally, why she has standing to bring this suit. I'll just mention briefly some of our other clients. For example, Lucy in Wausau is a teenager who's given up competitive cross-country skiing, a sport that her family has practiced, again, for generations. And that's because the ski season is too inconsistent and spotty, even in a place like Wausau, Wisconsin. Or two of our other clients, Tyler and Wazakone Champagne, are Anishinaabe children who are right now losing access to cold water fisheries, and they fear that they'll be unable to fish for walleye and that they're losing access to other important culturally significant food sources like wild rice and like maple sugar. They're seeing those traditions being disrupted by warming temperatures and extreme weather. Two of our other clients are from Wisconsin farm families, and their farms have been impacted by extreme weather. They are seeing how it's making it tougher to be a farmer in Wisconsin. And those clients, Ted and Charlie, they're wondering whether there's a future for farming in Wisconsin when our climate is increasingly being destabilized by climate change and by, importantly, the state's contributions to that problem. So collectively, these 15 youth have incredible stories to tell. And that, as you mentioned, goes to standing. It goes to their ability to bring this lawsuit, to have their rights vindicated by our state's court system.
We're talking about a new lawsuit from 15 young people in Wisconsin saying state laws related to fossil fuels and renewable energy violate their state's constitutional rights. Tony Wilken-Gibbert is with us from Midwest Environmental Advocates, and we have the lead plaintiff in this case, Karina Dunn. Karina, this could be a long legal process. What are your hopes for the outcome? What are your hopes for the difference it could make if it goes all the way and is ultimately ruled in your favor?
I mean, ultimately, myself and my fellow plaintiffs, we believe that the laws that we are challenging drive the state of Wisconsin to expand greenhouse gas emissions and continue to invest in fossil fuel infrastructure, and that these laws violate my rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. As an outcome of this lawsuit, I see myself hopefully enjoying a cleaner Wisconsin. I love to be outside, be on the river, garden at my grandparents' garden. And as a result of this case, I would hope that as our state begins to turn more towards renewable energy and away from fossil fuels, I can get back outside and spend lots of time doing the things that I love and not have to change my life, have to move school districts, and have to alter my schedule around climate change and extreme heat events.
Tony, let's talk about the remedy this suit is seeking. People hear lawsuit, they think money, cash settlements, that kind of thing. That's not the goal. What would the remedy be if this suit is ruled in your favor as you've laid it out?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Money is not at stake in this lawsuit. This lawsuit is about striking down the laws that prevent our state's Public Service Commission from transitioning the state to clean energy and that are facilitating continued fossil fuel power plants. So immediately, the remedy would be that laws that prevent the Public Service Commission from considering climate change and from considering the environmental impacts of greenhouse gas emissions, those would no longer be effective. They would be struck down. Moving forward, the PSC would be able to consider climate change. It would be able to require that utilities bring more renewable energy online. And if that happens, we believe that the Public Service Commission would allow Wisconsin to be a leader in energy transition, that there would no longer be a barrier to our state meeting its clean energy goals. So that is where we would be headed if we're able to win this lawsuit.
Karina, I understand you've been involved with environmental projects for quite a while now. Outside of this suit, what kind of things are you hoping for? Maybe things that you will be active in advocating for?
Yeah, so in the past few years, I have been working towards youth climate action grants and instilling different initiatives into my community. Just a few weeks ago, I ran a sustainability youth camp for youth across the Driftless region. I organized a shoreline restoration day in the Mississippi River to help repair the harms that climate change and extreme flooding has done on our community. And as an outcome on this suit, I see myself continuing to do the things that I love. I love helping on the river. I love doing island restoration, and I hope to continue that. And as a result of this suit.
Briefly, Tony, as we wrap up, timeline on this lawsuit, what are we watching for?
Well, the Public Service Commission and the legislature will have a couple of months to respond to the lawsuit. And then there may be legal arguments about whether we are entitled to a trial, but that's ultimately what we are asking for in the first instance is a trial to be able to prove the climate impacts that we're talking about in this lawsuit and be able to prove that the state could transition to renewable energy if these laws are struck down. So probably some legal arguments, but the first main step would be a trial where we and our clients get to prove our case.
Tony, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
And Karina, thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me today.
Karina Dunn is the 17-year-old lead plaintiff in a recent lawsuit filed against the state legislature and Public Service Commission, saying state laws that promote fossil fuels and limit renewable energy violate their rights under the Wisconsin Constitution. Tony Wilken-Gibbard is executive director of Midwest Environmental Advocates, a nonprofit law center representing the young clients in this suit.